This is the Schnitt Show.
Uh-oh. Yeah, a story broke earlier that Rudy Giuliani has been caught up in the new Borat film, which is supposed to drop, what, this Friday on Amazon? Yeah, I think if you're an Amazon Prime member, which we are, you get the new Borat movie for free. And this is the follow-up. What is this thing called? Like Borat subsequent movie film or something to that effect? Yeah, brand new Sacha Baron Cohen Borat movie. And of course, the original Borat was a huge success. The reviews are not really good for this. But in the trailer, we saw that, I believe it's CPAC or one of the conventions, one of the conservative conventions, that Borat had made a spectacle out of some event, and Mike Pence is in the shot, and Borat's carrying a big blown-up dummy of Trump, apparently. So I saw that, and this, just days ahead of the release, just broke today, so they've been holding on to this, that in Borat subsequent movie film, Rudy Giuliani apparently was captured in a, well, compromising position in a hotel room with a young blonde playing the part of a Russian reporter. And I think I saw that it was supposed to be Borat's daughter or something to that. I'll get into that coming up in just a bit. We do have some more important things to deal with. But here we are 2 weeks before the election, and now the whole Hunter Biden thing, and of course Rudy being the conduit to the New York Post and getting that hard drive. And I don't have reason to doubt the veracity of the emails. We told you about the DNI. He said that they are not Russian propaganda. You know, there have been subsequent movie film claims that the stuff that was on this hard drive is accurate. And it certainly could be. I did bring up the possibility, and I said that, wow, that would be pretty damn elaborate if the Russians had built this fake computer hard drive to then have it left at a Delaware computer repair center under the name of Hunter Biden. I mean, that'd be pretty damn elaborate. Anything's possible, but I just don't think that's likely, and that's why I said that I believe that the Hunter Biden stuff is accurate. But Rudy was the broker getting that to the New York Post, and now Rudy, apparently with a very embarrassing scene and situation in the upcoming Borat movie, there's even a report that Rudy's hands are down his pants on a hotel room bed. All right. have you heard enough? All right. We'll get into that later on here on Schnitt. Here on, what is this, Wednesday as the week flies by. 800-801-8999. That is the nationwide number here on Schnitt. If you would like to join us at any time for any reason, to agree, disagree, challenge me, bring something new to the table, well, that's how you do it. 800-801-8999 is the nationwide number here on Schnitt. Yeah, we'll get into the Rudy Giuliani stuff in just a bit. We do have an update on the 60 Minutes kerfuffle, whatever happened between Trump and Leslie Stahl, and we have reports, we have stories. Guess what we don't have yet? We don't have the video. I thought for sure that the CBS Evening News last night was going to run the clip because the story splashed, broke, made the big news yesterday afternoon about President Trump allegedly, quote-unquote, walking out of the Leslie Stahl interview. And I immediately went to my DVR to see the 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time recording of the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell reporting from Washington. Nothing. They mentioned, oh, they talked about it, but they did not show the video. So what are they doing? Are they holding it for humongous ratings for Sunday night for 60 Minutes after football? Or will they start teasing it and run a video clip today, Wednesday, or maybe Thursday? I don't think they would bury it on a Friday because that would be the least watched probably of the evening news shows for the networks. But listen, it's COVID-19. More people are home. The question is, will CBS, will they show us a clip of what exactly transpired, because I certainly thought that they would have last night. We'll see. My DVR is set. We'll see what happens. Hey, Sue, can you check the CBS News website and see if they've released a video clip yet? I don't think they have. I was there earlier today. But we are getting more details about the circumstances of the Trump alleged 60 Minutes Leslie Stahl interview walkout, which President Trump abruptly ended. According to the Washington Post, citing an anonymous source familiar with the interview, you know, blah, 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 the president wasn't happy with the questioning from Leslie Stahl on a series of topics during the interview, including his handling of the pandemic, including his feud with Dr. Anthony Fauci, including his commentary and rhetoric about the Michigan governor, Gretchen Whitmer. And yeah, she was very heavy-handed, and the duration of the closings in Michigan hurt and were very, very strict. Now, granted, we're having COVID cases spiking. However, she probably was a little too heavy-handed, and it was too extended on many fronts in Michigan. And there are ways to at least get the economy going a little quicker in the state of Michigan. And it probably did not help that Trump's own campaign had already been trying to get the president to lay off of Fauci and Whitmer. So these reports seem really valid, that Trump's people, that the Trump campaign, the campaign advisors, those that have the president's ear, they were trying to get him to stop the bashing of Fauci. That might play with a very core base, but that's not a real strategic play if you're trying to win the White House in 2 weeks as cases are surging and soaring of coronavirus in this country. So the word is that Trump's own campaign, trying to get him to back off of Whitmer, the attacks on Whitmer in Michigan, and Fauci, and that Leslie Stahl also questioned the legitimacy of Trump's claims about Hunter Biden, which prominent GOP pollsters and pundits have urged the president not to focus on. And there's a point to be made here that's important. The Hunter Biden story, I think it's important. The Hunter Biden story, the emails, the details, we should know this. This should not be buried. The story should come out. It should have gotten more mainstream media coverage. But is that the entire focus, to try to derail Joe Biden just 2 weeks before the election? The answer is no. And I would not rely on that as your savior in an October surprise. I don't think that strategy on relying on that or putting so much weight behind that is intelligent. And again, we had GOP pollsters and the pundits on the president's side have urged him not to focus entirely on the Hunter Biden situation, not to put too much weight behind it. Now, the interview with Leslie Stahl, the 60 Minutes taping that occurred yesterday for air this Sunday, reportedly infuriated Trump so much that he threatened to release the White House footage. They rolled, and this is something that's been done by smart people, when you're doing an interview and you're afraid that the interview might not be presented 100% fairly, or if there's an expectation that edits might be done, which could take things out of context. There are many these days that do interviews that roll their own independent camera, so they have a record of the interview, which would be completely in their hands, unedited raw footage, so they could prove that there was hanky-panky or shenanigans, liberties taken in the editing suite when they edited the thing. So the White House was running tape, and now the White House is threatening, and Trump threatened yesterday via that tweet to release their footage even prior to the 60 Minutes footage to try to, you know, screw with their ratings or take some of the exclusive sting and the exclusive bragging rights away from CBS. And Trump apparently got ticked off with the line of questioning from Leslie Stahl and some of the subject matter that she asked. And you got to realize that there's plenty of things and there's a lot of stinging or sensitive topics that Leslie Stahl or any reporter is going to go after. Unless you have some reporter from, I don't know, One American News or maybe one of the opinion hosts on Fox that will just lob Trump softballs and not ask any tough questions. And we all know who would be on that list, huh? Yeah. So Trump was angry. And will the White House release portions of that before 60 Minutes even airs it from their tape? We'll see. Now, regarding the five-second clip that the president posted yesterday that was mask-shaming Leslie Stahl, we talked about this on the program yesterday. And it was Leslie Stahl off to the side speaking with two individuals with masks, and she wasn't wearing a mask. And Trump and the White House, they were trying to mask shame Leslie Stahl for not wearing a mask. But CBS says that she was speaking with her producers. Everyone had tested negative for COVID-19 earlier in the day, and that's why they were allowed entry and access to the White House. But they're also claiming that that was literally when she got up from the chair and walked 10 feet over to the side off camera. Apparently after Trump had stormed out. So they're saying, come on, she had literally just gotten up out of the chair. They've been tested. So that's their claim. That's their excuse over at CBS. Now, is it petty for the White House? Is it petty for Trump to try to mask shame Leslie Stahl? Is that something we expect from the White House? Is that something we expect from the President of the United States? I think those are all fair questions. Now, a White House staffer who was there for the taping told the Washington Post that the interview was, quote, not that bad, and that she had just had a tone that Trump didn't like. And listen, President Trump is really on the defensive. He is being attacked relentlessly. Granted, he brings a lot of the attacks upon himself, which I've tried to warn him, tried to get him to stop. He has not returned my phone calls for free advice. Maybe he would get elected again if he listened to some of the things that I suggested. And it's looking like Biden could grab the White House and the Republicans could lose the Senate as well. And I'm gonna jump off a bridge if that happens. Well, I'm not going to do that, but whew. All right. I got a little more on the 60 Minutes interview. That's what the Washington Post is saying. But there is more, and did Trump overreact? And with what is going on, is this going to just juice up and jack up the ratings of 60 Minutes this Sunday? There's a high likelihood of that. Hold on the thought, because I'm not done quite yet with the analysis and what is being said. And we'll continue in just a second. And I want to talk about CarShield for a moment, and I know that many of you have cars that have expired or soon to be expired warranties from the manufacturer. And you know what happens when the warranties expire, engine, powertrain, transmission, all the electronics in these cars, when you have problems, this stuff starts getting expensive. That's right, not expensive, but expensive. That's even more serious than expensive. And with CarShield, you can put the worry behind because they're going to pay for covered repairs. Like the check engine light, that could mean something very serious. And I know that many people have that pit in their stomach. The check engine light comes on. How much is this going to cost? How long is my car going to be in the shop? Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, CarShield offers a wide range of protection plans that can save you thousands for covered repairs. It means that the check engine light and everything else are a whole lot less scary. You have the freedom to choose your favorite mechanic or dealership to do the work. Use the dealer. And CarShield gets the rest taken care of. Even if your car breaks down on the road while you're traveling, choice of repair shop is up to you. On top of that, no long-term contracts or commitments. Payments are flexible, and CarShield plans are customizable to your exact needs. CarShield has helped over 1 million drivers. That's why they're America's number one auto protection company. Here is the deal. How about this? Don't dread car repairs or really expensive repairs, folks. CarShield. Get peace of mind. Get CarShield. Get coverage today and see why CarShield cars go further. Call 800-665-2157. That's 800-665-2157. Mention code SCHNIT or visit carshield.com and use code SCHNIT to save 10%. Don't let this offer go away. Cover your car. That's carshield.com, code SCHNITT, S-C-H-N-I-T-T. A deductible may apply. Go to carshield.com, use code SCHNITT, and the SCHNITT rolls on next. Back in a moment, folks.
This is SCHNITT.
Now you can listen to
SCHNITT.
Before the break, I told you that the Washington Post is reporting that three White House aides told them that Trump overreacted and that the lashing out will probably increase the ratings of 60 Minutes. That allegedly is from White House staffers that are loyal to Trump. Now, others are telling a different story here. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said earlier today that Leslie Stahl came across as an opinion journalist rather than a real reporter. Meadows told Maria Bartiromo this morning on Fox Business, he didn't walk out. He spent over 45 minutes with Leslie Stahl. Said, listen, when you have a 60 Minutes reporter, they should be a reporter, not an opinion journalist. She came across more like an opinion journalist than a real reporter. Journalism should have standards, and we need to get to the bottom of it. So I think the American people will be able to see it. And I can't, I'll tell you exactly what I feel as soon as clips are released, if they are, or when the show runs on Sunday. We'll talk about this on Monday, folks. Meadows says there's a high probability that Trump will release a clip of the interview early, as he threatened in that tweet yesterday. And a CBS spokesperson is sticking to the original version of the events, telling Fox News that Trump cut the interview short and a scheduled joint walk and talk with Vice President Pence was scrapped. So obviously we have competing narratives. What's the real story? Guess we'll have to wait and watch this thing and find out. Back in a moment.
The SCHNITT Show.
The number here on SCHNITT, 800-801-8999, that is how you get through to the program. To bring something new to the show, agree with me, disagree with me, pat me on the back, yell in my face, just make sure you have a mask on. 800-801-8999. Also, we have Mark Meadows, the White House Chief of Staff. He appears to be downplaying the Biden probe and the expectations of what that might deliver. I'll get to that here in just a bit. The other interesting, salacious story today, nice, is this new Borat revelation. And Sacha Baron Cohen, the actor that plays Borat, and of course, how many years ago was that Borat movie? That was probably, what, 12, 13 years? It's been a while. I didn't realize how long ago the first Borat movie was, and yeah, pretty funny stuff. And we found out, I don't know, what, 2 weeks ago, 10 days ago, that there's a surprise new Borat movie coming out. And it looks like Amazon Prime, they're the ones that got their hooks into this thing. And it is going to be on the Amazon platform. And it's a brand new Sacha Baron Cohen Borat movie called Borat Subsequent Movie Film or something to that effect. Well, the trailer came out, like I said, maybe 2 weeks ago, and I saw it. And the trailer looks very funny. The reviews, though, are in, and the reviews are not too great. A lot of folks are saying, a lot of the reviewers, I think the Hollywood Reporter, saying that, hey, the whole gig, the whole act, the Borat thing is getting kind of old and tired. And one review said that this thing is excruciatingly painful. But something that has come out of this, and this news just broke, and clearly they're dropping these little promo crumbs just before the release. I think it's Friday. So it's Friday the 23rd. I think it is. What, today's what, the 21st? Yeah, Thursday, 22nd. Yeah. So Friday's the 23rd, yes. And this thing drops. I believe it's available on Amazon Prime on Friday. And we have a new Rudy Giuliani component here. And I've got two reports. I've got The Guardian, which is the British newspaper. And then I've got Showbiz411, which is Roger Friedman's website. Now, Roger Friedman, he used to be the entertainment guy on Fox News, and they had a falling out. And then he went full board into his own Showbiz website, which is Showbiz411. And it's a solid site. I've always thought that Roger Friedman did a great job, and I enjoyed when I did see him doing things on Fox News before they parted. And it's been about 10 years, maybe more, since they parted ways. It's been a while. But The Guardian newspaper, they have a headline out, and this made the splash earlier today. It's on all the Showbiz sites. It's on Drudge. Drudge had this thing front and center about an hour and change before we came on the air at 3:06 Eastern time today. The headline from The Guardian: Rudy Giuliani faces questions after compromising scene in new Borat film. And I have had many discussions on this program regarding Rudy Giuliani and erratic behavior and some of the appearances that he's made. And Rudy is just not the same Rudy. Something happened in the wiring of Rudy's brain, and he just does not come across as the same put-together Rudy Giuliani. Now, whatever you think of Michael Cohen, and I think Michael Cohen does know where a lot of the bodies are buried. I think that Michael Cohen does have accurate information to an extent. Is he embellishing some stuff? Maybe so. Michael Cohen clearly was in the know and in the mix and in the middle of the battle with Trump for many, many years as his lawyer and fixer. You just don't know with Michael Cohen what is real, what is fake. But I do believe that plenty of what he says is probably accurate, but there could be some BS that's also rolled into that. And Michael Cohen did lie. Michael Cohen lied to Congress. Michael Cohen was caught. So, yes, anything that he says has to be under the arc of suspicion. However, my gut feeling and my honest opinion is that there are certain things that he says that are pretty spot on, because he was in the dirt for many, many years doing the dirty work and the fixer work for President Trump. Back then, Citizen Trump. Now, Michael Cohen, who, again, I don't know if I would, I know I don't trust him 100%. And again, yeah, he is branded a liar because he did lie to Congress. We that's a fact. But Michael Cohen, he called Rudy Giuliani a drunk. This was just last week. I didn't get to the story, but I have it in my didn't get to pile. And Michael Cohen claims that Rudy Giuliani is drunk all the time. Yeah, he did an interview with MSNBC's Ari Melber, and he said that Rudy Giuliani is, quote, drunk all the time, and that it makes him more easily swayed by Russian disinformation. Now, do I think this Hunter Biden laptop and the hard drive that Rudy Giuliani brokered to the New York Post is disinformation? I don't. I floated the theory that this could be. I floated the theory that here's how this could work. But when I talked about this earlier in the week and late last week, I said I didn't think so. And, of course, we've had U.S. governmental intelligence come out and say that this is not Russian disinformation, that this is the real deal. And, again, we haven't had any other news sources come out. And I think they would have by now. New York Times, Washington Post, that this was a total dupe job and that the Hunter Biden stuff is completely fake. That has not happened, which again leads me to believe that the Hunter Biden stuff is accurate. I think it's important. And I think that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden have a lot of explaining to do. 100%. Is that the total derailment of a Biden presidency and campaign? It's not. And the president has to be careful on just relying on that, because that ship appears to have already sailed. And you've got a lot of strong Republican pollsters and advisors that have said this, that this is not enough, Mr. President. Don't focus too much on this. So Michael Cohen saying that Rudy's is always drunk. Now, was Rudy drunk Was Rudy allegedly maybe slightly inebriated in the scene in the Borat movie? So let's come back around to this. And again, from The Guardian, and then we'll go to Roger Friedman's Hollywood or Showbiz 411 site. The reputation of Rudy Giuliani could be set for a further blow with the release of highly embarrassing footage in Sacha Baron Cohen's follow-up to Borat. In the film released on Friday, the former New York mayor and current personal attorney to Donald Trump is seen reaching into his trousers and apparently touching his genitals. Oh, my God. We got bipartisan genital touching here. First it's Jeffrey Toobin from The New Yorker and the CNN legal analyst. And now we allegedly, we'll have to wait till Friday. We have to wait for the video to come out here, the movie to hit. But apparently we've got Rudy Giuliani with his hands in his pants while reclining on a bed in the presence of this female actor, a blonde female playing a apparently Borat's daughter, who is posing as a Russian television journalist. Oh, I've seen the picture. There is, again, front and center. I mentioned this. Drudge had this about an hour and change before we went on the air. And there is an image of Rudy Giuliani lying on what appears to be a hotel room bed with a blonde, thin, tight-dressed woman allegedly playing the part of Borat's daughter, a journalist. And Rudy Giuliani was somehow duped into this hotel, probably under the guise of a real interview, or this blonde hitting on Rudy to get the footage they needed. That's probably the more likely scenario, that Rudy thought he was going to get lucky with this hot blonde. And Rudy is pictured lying on a bed in a hotel room with his hands down his pants, touching his genitals. What the hell else is going to happen here? What the hell else is going to happen here in 2020? Oh, my God. Following an obsequious interview for a fake conservative news program, the pair retreat at her suggestion for a drink to the bedroom of a hotel suite, which is rigged with concealed cameras. After she removes his microphone, Giuliani, 76, can be seen lying back on the bed, fiddling with his untucked shirt and reaching into his trousers. They are then interrupted by Borat, who runs in and says she's 15. Borat runs in and says she's 15. She's too old for you. Oh, my God. Representatives from Giuliani have not replied to The Guardian's request for a comment. Word of the incident emerged first on 7 July. All right. Let me see if I remember this. Word of this incident first emerged on July 7th when Giuliani called the New York Police Department, the NYPD, to report the intrusion of an unusually dressed man. Yes, that was Borat. This guy comes running in wearing a crazy, what I would say was a pink transgender outfit. Giuliani told the New York Post, I remember this. It was a pink bikini with lace underneath a translucent mesh top. It looked absurd. He had the beard, bare legs, and wasn't what I would call distractingly attractive. This person comes in yelling and screaming, and I thought this must be a scam or a shakedown, so I reported it to the police. That's right. I remember this now. I read this in the Post. He then ran away. And the police found that no crime had been committed. So that was Borat. That was the, so we now know that this was filmed back in July. Oh, boy. Anyway, that's what we have from the Guardian. Let's see what else. It's a long story here. Although unfortunate, the circumstances of the setup appear consensual, with Giuliani led to believe he was being courted by Bakalova, 24, is highly plausible in the sting, despite also having to pretend for the benefit of viewers to be a feral child posing as a far-right journalist. Oh, my God. So this is the latest chapter. Again, Ladies and gentlemen, 2020 rolls on. The election will be just over a week away at the end of this week. My God, and now Rudy Giuliani alleged, well, it's not alleged, the photo's on Drudge. It's a big, huge, center-of-the-page photo right now in the big headline on Drudge Report. Now, that's the London Guardian. That's their report on this thing. Then we have Roger Friedman's Showbiz 411 site. And let me see how he characterizes this. For real, Sacha Baron Cohen's Borat sequel captures Rudy Giuliani on film flirting with and trying to seduce a Russian reporter in a hotel bedroom. Oh, boy. You think Trump's called Rudy and said, Rudy, what are you doing? What's going on here? Sacha Baron Cohen has done something to Rudy Giuliani we can only dream of. He's captured him on film as a dirty old man on the make in the sequel to Cohen's 2006. Yeah, 14 years since Borat. Yeah, the new one hits Amazon Prime this Friday. Thrice married and divorced Rudy is filmed attempting to seduce a beautiful young Russian reporter in a hotel bedroom. This is real, not a joke. He thinks he's being filmed for a real interview. Alone with her in the hotel room, he accepts the reporter's invite into the bedroom for a drink, lies down on the bed, and is clearly headed for what he thinks is a happy ending. Oh, my God. Again, what the hell else is going to happen in 2020? He's right on the heels of this Hunter Biden laptop and Rudy brokering the hard drive to the New York Post after allegedly Fox News passed on it. Same company. The New York Post is a Murdoch News Corp operation. Fox News Channel, a Murdoch News Corp operation. Wall Street Journal, one of my favorite publications, a Murdoch Wall Street, News Corp publication. Oh, geez. It's one thing after another. This is crazy. Anybody want to weigh in on Rudy? Anybody have any thoughts on Rudy Giuliani being in the new Borat movie coming out Friday in this compromising position? 800-801-8999. 800-801-8999 gets you on. As the schnit rolls on next. Back in a moment, folks.
This is Schnit. On the Schnit list every day at schnitshow.com.
Why do you think Mark Meadows, the White House chief of staff, why do you think he's downplaying the expectations from a Biden probe? Yeah, the latest here is that the White House chief of staff, Mark Meadows, at least appears to be either tempering expectations about a possible investigation into Hunter Biden or distancing himself from one that may have already started. You know, I can't quite get a read on this. We know what's occurring. I just don't have a handle on the motivation yet. We don't know the bottom line yet. Meadows did an interview or told Hugh Hewitt that he's spoken to Trump about the need for a special counsel to independently investigate emails between Hunter Biden and foreign business arrangements while his father was the vice president. And I do believe that that should be looked into. There's only one reason, folks, there's only one reason why Burisma wanted Hunter Biden on the board during the Obama administration, because his father was the vice president of the United States, and this was an access deal. There's no doubt about it. And Meadows argued that appointing a special prosecutor to the case has merit. I do as well. But he also said it's not a pressing matter in the White House and shot down the prospect of any findings coming out before Election Day. And Meadows said it's not necessarily at the top of our priority list in this last 13 days, but as we're looking at that, we think an independent special counsel might be the best medicine for this, not that anything would come out before November 3rd. Now, my guess is, it sounds like with conservative host Hugh Hewitt, and you have Meadows making this revelation, I'm guessing that Trump is pushing very hard. After Biden, let's go. We need some, now, because he's hoping for this to be a big hit before the election. But it seems that Meadows is tamping this down. I wonder if he's clashing with Trump. Hold on, hour two, more on this next.
This is the Schnitt Show.